Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Tuesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Good discussion on the Preds. I mean, it's funny. It gets people talking, you know, when they kind of look at what, you know, what's going on with this team right now. You know, a lot of people have weighed in on our text line, 615-737-1025, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Chip from Mount Juliet says, I think Forsberg benefits from other decent players on the ice. Look, I think so too. I think there's prime examples in any sport that a guy can be great in transcending. They still need help. I mean, Michael Jordan, he won't ever admit it. He needed Scottie Pippen. He got better when he got Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen needed Michael Jordan. You know, LeBron James needed help. You know, throughout his career. I mean, so there are examples of that. That's why it's a team sport. It's not an individual sport. So, yeah, I mean, I think you put talent around Forsberg, it's going to make him better.
Well, that's, you know, that's a great point. You know, it's a team sport. It's a team sport. It's not tennis or golf. And, yeah, when you put pieces around you to make you go, I mean, it's only going to make you better. That's a great point to do all that. And you see with that, but I mean, you've got superstars on this team. That's again, I hate, you know, belaboring this point, but it's just, you got superstars who've won Stanley Cups and know how to win and all that. And to see this team where it is, it's really hard to figure it out. And the longer you look at the team and what's going on, I think the crazier you go, Chase. It's that simple for me.
I agree. I mean, that's why, and what stinks is, like, somebody, let's see if I can find it, texted in and was like, what a joke Nashville sports is right now or something like that. That's like, I hate that. I hate that for the fans in this city, you know, including us, that it's like the Titans are whatever they are. And then the Predators were supposed to be the bright spot. And they weren't. They haven't been. You know, Nashville SC's in a full-on rebuild, you know. And so those are our three main sports, and they're all just not good. And so it's like you're still going to go. You still watch. But just you don't have a lot to be excited about right now. And, you know, I don't even know how excited. I mean, I don't even think Preds or Titans fans – are that excited about the number one overall pick, because they probably have this thought in their head, they're going to screw this up. I mean, that's that's what it is. And,
right.
And by the way, Nick Frazier has outdone himself with the photo he sent to our group chat.
Well, let's put it out there. There's a reason I'm working from home. I got to do one of those things that men over 40 have to do that we all hate. And I'm telling you, the prep for this is worse than listening to Florida Georgia Line music. It's just awful. And there's no doubt I could go to Golden Corral right now and eat the entire restaurant. There's not a doubt in my mind. But so that's why I'm home today, just in case during this prep, air quotes prep, if I have to go to the bathroom, I've got one within 2 feet of me.
Yeah. Well, that's smart. But so Nick, did you create this photo?
I did.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So basically it's, I mean, you want me to describe this, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care.
It's Joe. It's the face of Joe. He's got headphones on like he's doing the show, sitting on a toilet with a desk in front of him and his computer, and it says dropping Dubins. Oh, that is
sorry, so my well creative done. Juices were just flowing this morning.
Yeah, more way than one.
Joe's got something flowing, apparently.
I'll beat the drum. All men over 40. I mean, Chase, you're getting there. You got to go do this. You got to go do it. I mean, you got to take care of yourself.
Yep. Got to make sure that you know, everything's working right. So,
and you know, it's a day of prep work. You don't eat anything. You drink this liquid, whatever it is, and then you go have the procedure and it's over with. And shout out to our producer, man. Nick Frazier is going to take me to the doctor this afternoon. He's a jack of all trades.
Thank you very much. I brought a bedpan with me just in case.
Well, I was going to pay you, but now I'm not sure. I might pay you in crypto. You take crypto?
Sure.
Yeah, use the...
I'll pay in crypto.
Use whatever made the Hawk Tour girl go into hiding. You know, use that.
Well, right. I don't want to go into hiding. Oh, my gosh. Sure.
Coming up next, we'll get back into DeAndre Hopkins' comments yesterday or last night at the opening night of the Super Bowl that's got us and some Titans fans going like, hey, interesting. You'll hear from him coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. We're broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.
I meant a lot for the Titans to trade me to the Chiefs. You know, I got to thank Miss Amy and Rand and his crew for allowing this to happen, because without them, you know, I wouldn't be in a situation. So I got to give Nashville and Miss Amy, you know, a lot of thanks.
How much voice did you have in that?
What's that?
I was going to say, how much voice did you have in that trade?
We lost to the Bills, and, you know, there was a lot of stuff in the media saying that I got bitched. And, you know, I'm not the type to go on social media and then speak my truth, or, you know, to speak what happens, because I feel like everything kind of always passed. But I didn't get benched. That's the first time in my career where I was like, man, I don't belong out here on this field right now. You know, we weren't winning. No plays were being called for me. Not that I'm a player that ever needs the ball, but, I'm on the field, I want to be in cool or something. And so I took myself out of the game, and, you know, I saw a lot of things in the media saying I got benched. And I let it go. But the next day I went to Rand's office, and, you know, I was like, man, I'm almost losing love for this game being in this situation. And I could talk to Rand like that because, you know, Rand, he understands me, and he was like, man, I see it in your eyes. You know, I see it that, you know, this isn't a place where you might want to be. And, you know, we had that tough conversation, and the next day I got traded to the Chiefs.
DeAndre Hopkins last night at opening night of the Super Bowl, chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Basically, as we talked about earlier, quit on the team. That's how I take it.
Oh, Chase, I see it in your eyes, man. Come sit in my office. I see it in your eyes. Oh, and I'm not going to tell you to get your ass out there and play hard and shut up, but I'm going to accommodate you and see how I can make your life better. Would it be better for you, DeAndre, if I moved you to Kansas City? Would that work? Would that work for you? What a joke.
Well,
what a joke. What an absolute joke. Rand, what a joke. My God.
So let me ask you this, and I'm just kind of playing devil's advocate first, or asking this question. I'm not even playing devil's advocate. I'm just asking the question. Does this look, I mean, Rand Carthon's not the GM anymore. He got fired. You know, is this, you know, kind of how he handled a situation like this, an example that maybe Amy Adams Strunk saw that was like, yeah, this guy shouldn't be my GM? I mean, we don't know the Rand side of this conversation. We don't know what he said in that moment because he wouldn't talk. I mean, that's the other thing. Like, we expected you trade DeAndre Hopkins, the general manager is going to talk and explain the process, but he didn't. And so hopefully the new guy does and this new regime does, but you know, we never heard his side of it. And so it was just like, okay. And now you hear DeAndre Hopkins say that he went into his office and Rand's like, man, I see it in your eyes. You know, maybe we'll put you somewhere else. And I'm like, no, you're a grown ass man playing football. And you know, it's just like, dude, you know, and that's where coaching, the GM, like whatever, comes into play. That's where culture comes into play. And it's clear that the Titans don't have the right culture. And I hope that they fix that, because if you have the right culture, that crap doesn't happen. Like, you think if Kevin Byard was here and Hopkins is feeling that way, you think that stuff would have happened? No. He would have pulled him over and been like, D-Hop, we need you right now. We need you. Get your head back in the game. Get out there. We need you.
So here's a few. Nick Suss of the Tennessean had that last night.
Yep.
Here's some comments on his Twitter feed. Man, the Titans almost broke D-Hop's spirit. Another one. Rand should have told Brian Callahan to get him involved. And it says, What a clown. He's literally getting less targets now with the Chiefs. Is he complaining now? Great point. So this one. So when faced with adversity, we just give up on the team. Such trash. All responses to the Twitter last night of Nick Suss. And that's just the mindset of a professional athlete today. It's like, well, it's not going well for me. I'm just going to quit and go complain about it. It's just sad. I mean, he's sad. It's a sad thing. So, yeah, get your Super Bowl ring. If you win on Sunday, that's great. But now I know that you quit on your football team here. So thanks for all that.
It's a great example to send out to people because, look, even in the real world, you know, where we're not making millions of dollars to play football, I mean, we see it all the time. You know, if somebody's like, well, I mean, I went to school for this. I shouldn't have to work my way up. I have a degree. I should be able to do this right away. Why should I have to pay dues? I don't care that you had to pay dues. Screw you. Like, that's that's how it is. Am I wrong?
Oh, man. No, you're right. You're right. And also, let me ask you this. Why did he get bounced out of Houston? Why did Arizona quit on him? Mm-hmm. Or why did Arizona say, hit the road? And come on. There's a pattern of things here. And don't tell me Bill O'Brien got mad because his baby mama was showing up at practice. I don't believe that at all. Because Arizona.
I kind of believe that, but because it's Bill O'Brien. But no, I see your point. Like,
down the line. So, yeah.
Look, it's just – and look, there are exceptions to every rule. You know, like Dr. Crane, our producer, who is in his mid-20s, is not in this conversation. He is one of those guys that even if you don't ask him to do something, he goes and he does it. Like, he's one of those guys that gets it. He pays dues. But there are so many examples nowadays, and it's getting worse and worse and worse, that nobody wants to work anymore. It's just like, no, just give it to me. Like, I deserve this. Well, why do you deserve this? Because I just do. You know what I mean? That's just how it is. And then you see situations like this with a guy that is a great player, is going to be in Canton, and we all know that, but has this crap attitude and basically quit on his team.
Do you really think he's going to be in Canton? Do you really think he's a Hall of Famer? What do you think of Hall of Famers? Does Hopkins come to mind?
Yeah. I know.
No. You had the consternation. I'm telling you, man. If it's not front of mind, absolute yes, he's not a Hall of Famer. He's not a
Joe,
Hall of Famer.
He's a 13,000-yard receiver, 83 touchdowns, almost 1,000 receptions. Like, he's a Hall of Famer. Based on the numbers, he's a Hall of Famer.
I buy it. He's not a Hall of Famer to me, and I guarantee there's a lot of things he's not a Hall of Famer either. Not because of his comment, but I don't think he doesn't come to mind as a Hall of Famer. I'm sorry. He doesn't.
I mean,
stats all day long. It ain't, man.
Right, but it's not about that. It's about what you do. It's about your performance.
Do you think Chase McCabe think he's a Hall of Famer?
Yes. Yes, okay. I think he's a Hall of Famer. You don't have to like it. You don't have to like him. I think he's a Hall of Famer.
I don't know him. I have nothing against him, but he's not a Hall of Famer. You got to move. You're going to have to, because the game of football has changed so much stat-wise and offensive-wise. You gotta move these goalposts back now. These guys getting stats. It's just asinine. Well, yeah, great stats should be in there. Well, I mean, teams never did anything that he was on. I mean, that factors in now. At least I think it should. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
You don't?
Not at all. Not at all.
Let's see. I just want to look. There's a Hall of Fame monitor that you can look on profootballreference.com to kind of see where guys match up. So he is below the average Hall of Fame. I mean, right now he's kind of below that cut line.
When are you gonna stop doubting me?
I'm not doubting you, but
oh man.
So he's I mean he's gonna get in.
You went from he's in like
No, he is. I'm looking at some of the other numbers. Like the average, he's actually above this. The average Hall of Fame wide receiver, has 742 receptions, and then just over 11,000 yards. He's almost at 1,000 receptions and 13,000 yards. He's getting in. And 86 touchdowns, he's at 83.
They've averaged all the stats of Hall of Fame wide receivers?
Yeah.
So Don Hutson, he played in the 60s and 70s. That is included. What garbage.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's not a Hall of Famer, man.
There are guys that... Yes, he is. Nope. He's almost got 1,000 receptions, Joe.
So... That makes you a Hall of Famer because you caught a lot of balls? No, not in there.
Well, 83 touchdowns.
I'm telling you, man, it's a perception.
30,000? All right.
Perception.
Okay.
You talk to average football fan, DeAndre Hopkins, oh, he's a Hall of Famer. It's not cut and dry, man. I know the Hall of Fame is now putting in guys who don't belong. Jason Taylor, guys like that.
Is Julio is Julio Jones a Hall of Famer?
I don't have his stats in front of me. No.
Oh, no. You said it's all about perception. Okay.
No, he's not. Not.
Okay.
He's not. It is. There's a lot about perception on this.
Is James Lofton, should he have been a Hall of Famer?
Damn straight he should have.
Okay. Well, he's got 14,000 yards.
No. That's a different football game back then. Completely different.
Okay.
It's different.
So he had
14 games. And there were all these rules now benefiting the offense. So stop it. Stop comparing guys in the 70s and 80s to today. It's not fair.
So you're going to devalue 13,000 yards because it's a different era. Okay.
No, I think you need to push it back some. It's because you hit a certain plateau like, well, he's hit 12,000 yards, Hall of Famer. No, it's not. That's the problem. We're going to put these guys in and nobody's earning it anymore.
Okay, Michael Irvin.
I mean, this is a different game.
Should Michael Irvin be a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Not even 12,000 yards, 750 receptions, 65 touchdowns.
Three Super Bowls.
I understand.
That helps out.
I understand. Look, I think he's a Hall of Famer too. I'm just saying, you know, I think your perception's wrong.
Nope.
That's just what I think. Who we got?
I don't know why
up.
You're on this Hopkins love fest. He should be in the Hall of Fame. He is not. You talk to the football fan, they're not going to say, oh, that's a Hall of Famer. It's cut and dry, man. That is not cut and dry with him. It's not.
People are calling Ricky. This guy, Ricky's calling you a clown.
Good.
I kind of agree with you right now. All right.
Let's put Hopkins in. Because you caught a bunch of passes. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Okay, he's going to go. He's going to go in.
Not for a long time. And I bet he gets passed over, too.
Okay, we'll see. Who we got coming up next?
So the big MTSU big party next week down in the great Humble Baron Nearest Green Bar that's down there, one of the best bars in the world. MTSU's got a big NFL collective party next week. You're all invited. The guys put it all together is going to join us next because this is now the norm for a lot of universities going forward to raise money for their NFL collective. So it'll be interesting to talk to him about all this.
We will do that coming up next. It's Chase and Big Joe here on this Tuesday. This week's Nashville's best deal is Prince's Hot Chicken, the original and iconic hot chicken joint. Get half off a $25 gift card now while supplies last at thegamenashville.com/deals. That gift card is only good for the Tanger outlets in Antioch and inside Assembly Food Hall in downtown Nashville. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Don't miss Smashville Live tomorrow night at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue at 6 o'clock. You can see Justin Barron and Nick Blinkenberg. Those will be the guests tomorrow at 6 at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. JoJo?
Yeah, there's a big event happening next on February the 13th. Next Thursday, everybody's invited to. It's called Blue Bloods in the Round. It's like a place of Humble Baron at Nearest Green Distillery down in Shelbyville, benefiting MTSU Athletics NIL program. This has kind of become the standard now for colleges. The young man heading all this up is one Brandon Jernigan with ALC joins us now. Brandon, good morning to you. This has got to be a lot of fun setting this up.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, you're right. It is a lot of fun. We're starting to combine, you know, two things that people like a lot, sports and music. So it's been great.
Yeah, and that's, you know, diving into the whole NIL collective, I know you've been around athletes and things for a while. What this new frontier, what does it mean for schools? What does it mean for you and your company going forward, putting together these events?
Yeah, well, the big hurdle that a lot of schools are starting to face, right, is the payments for NIL to a lot of athletes. And it's not just some of the stuff that you hear in the media, right? A lot of folks have heard about this house case that's coming up, and there's some pretty big numbers tied to this, right? Like for the Power Four, you know, you're talking $20+ million a year for a Power Four school, bit less for some Group of Five type schools. But, you know, these universities have to cover some of those costs and then compete, you know, with other costs on top of that, because, you know, that $20+ million is table stakes for most schools. So a lot of schools are going to try to figure out, how do I go above and beyond that to recruit, retain talent? And so one of the ways that we're helping them to start to, you know, fill some of these revenue gaps is through events like this. And, you know, Blue Bloods in the Round is going to be, you know, from a total, you know, person perspective, a smaller, more intimate event. But we're doing this across the board, from small intimate events like Blue Bloods all the way up to, you know, stadium type shows. And we, you know, kind of take the tact on it. Like, one, we can help the university fill some of that gap too, but then we can actually pay some of these athletes true NIL dollars on top of that. Like, there are four athletes promoting the show out there right now that are earning real money for the work they're doing.
Oh, I think it's a great idea. Again, Brandon Jernigan was joining us. He's heading up the big NIL collective event for Blue Bloods in the Round next Thursday at Humble Bear at Nearest Green Distillery. When you do this stuff, Brandon, when you reach out to universities, are they all on board? What questions do they have? Or it's like, look, let's just all do this together and see how it goes. I got to think it's because it's all new ground for everybody doing this.
That's right. You know, universities and athletic departments in particular are not used to having to, you know, deal with revenue sources outside of the traditional, you know, ticket sales, merch, things of that sort. There's also a lot of complexity that starts to get into this new NIL world, right? Because the way we approach this, yes, we have the events that, like, you know, like Blue Bloods that we're talking about, but we also have an administration platform that we've developed that, you know, is designed to help universities and more particularly the athletes manage this this intellectual property right that they have, right? That's what name, image, and likeness is an intellectual property right, just like, you know, a song that one of these writers that is going to be playing the show, just like their song is their intellectual property, right? It comes with a lot of complexities, and our platform helps them manage these various sources of income, and then, you know, account for some of the liabilities they actually have with it, like taxes, right? Like, a lot of kids don't know that, hey, you're making NIL money. Guess what? April rolls around, you owe the IRS some money. And so our platform is designed to help them make that easy.
Yeah, I just think it's a great thing. And do you have like a blank canvas now when you go forward to universities or places to do this? Like, here's what we can do. Here's how much fun we can have. There's really no parameters for this, right? You just kind of go out there and have fun and make things happen.
Yeah, there is a bit of a blank canvas because, you know, what you find at a lot of universities is they've got these big facilities, right, that, you know, go unutilized. I mean, especially relative to bigger venues you'd see, like, you know, here in Nashville, like you'd see Bridgestone booked constantly, right? You don't want that thing sitting empty. And so we're trying to help them utilize some of these physical assets that they already have in place. And so, yeah, there's a little bit of a blank canvas. Not to mention, we're also starting to dip our toe into helping them with some of the other intellectual property that they have as well. Think of, you know, videos of highlight reels, all of those kinds of things that are getting monetized more and more today, both in the athletics world and beyond.
Oh, I think it's great. Brandon, thank you for this and for the insight. We'll see you down there next Thursday. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is kind of a groundbreaking event and a lot of fun. So we appreciate your time today, and we'll see you next Thursday. Thank you.
Awesome. See you guys. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you very much. It's Brandon Jarnigan, who's putting together the MTSU Athletics NIL Program Collective. Big event, Blue Bloods in the Round, next Thursday, February the 13th, at Humble Bear at Nearest Green Distillery. All I have to do is go to GoBlueRaiders.com, and all information is right there for you. Chase, we'll be down there. We're going to have a good time, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Dr. Crane's going to debut his new song, so can't wait to hear that. So it'll be a good time. A couple of you wanted to weigh in on our discussion slash argument on the Hall of Fame and DeAndre Hopkins. Let's go to Trey, who's been waiting patiently. Trey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, I think Big Joe's right, because you can't actually say that somebody that's playing right now actually broke the records of the players that played in the 80s or 90s. There's no comparison. You know, you're talking four or five more games, six more games than what they played back in the day. And I think it's a travesty that we're pushing this narrative like they're actually doing something more now than they did back then. And you have to ask yourself, how many players from back then would play in today's NFL, and how many players today could play back then in the NFL? And I'll tell you, there will be more back then players that could play today in the NFL. And y'all have a good day, and thank you.
Thank you, Trey. All right, we'll continue this, but before we wrap things up, Carl, Eric, hang on the line. We will get your calls coming up next. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Duncan fans, come experience the new age of Duncan at the grand opening of their newly remodeled Brentwood location at 4930 Thoroughbred Lane this Friday. Duncan will be giving away 100 days of free coffee to the first 100 guests in line starting at 8 o'clock. You can see Robbie and Rex Road as they'll be broadcasting there from 6 to 9, and they'll have Preds tickets to give away. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, here on this Tuesday. You know, when we get off the air here, Salsarita's, you just heard the spot, 2515 Weston Avenue. They're feeding us today, so we're definitely going to go in and eat a little Salsarita. Thanks. Joe, we'll have enough for you. Don't worry. Because I know you're dealing with some stuff today.
I'll put it in your to-go segment quick, because I got an appointment.
Okay, well, I will put it in your to-go box, which is your bedpan.
There you go. So appreciate them. Salsarita's fresh.
Speaking of bedpans.
Can I finish the read? Salsarita's fresh, yes. Mexican grill, 2515 Weston Avenue. Love having them on board, and they're going to be feeding us today. You can go there and get dinner, whether it's before or after a Vandy game, which is, of course, tonight. They got gift cards as well, and you can get a catered meal that'll feed up to 10 people. So check them out there on West End Avenue. All right, now you can talk.
No, I'm just like, sorry about that. I was like, I mean, go ahead. I'm flustered. We're good.
That's okay. Carl wants to weigh in on our Hall of Fame conversation. Carl, what's up?
Listen, I can totally understand. Food was on the table, and we forgot all about sports for a minute there. listen, good morning, guys. But listen, it's not the Hall of Very Good. It's not the Hall of Numbers, even. It's the Hall of Fame. And let me explain myself. Gail Sayers, greatest running back of all time. He didn't put up the numbers that he probably could have. He didn't have the longevity of, say, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But if you looked at Gale Sayers, and neither one of us saw that man play football during his career because we wasn't alive, I would assume. When you look at Gale Sayers, Hall of Fame, to me, if you look at a guy or a woman in that particular sport, it should never be any humming and humming or questioning about their being a Hall of Fame. And this is what I mean by it's the Hall of Fame, not Hall of Numbers. Dennis Rodman, Hall of Famer. Period. Did he put up gaudy numbers, offensive numbers? No. But I looked at this guy play basketball, and I know for a fact he's a Hall of Famer. Sabonis. Sabonis was cheated. We were cheated because of geopolitics of the world from seeing this man in his prime between 17 to his 30s. He's a Hall of Famer. You could just look at this guy and watch him play basketball at the tail end of his career, and he was still killing it. Hall of Famer. Barry Bonds, Hall of Famer. period.
Sure.
So there, Michael Irvin, this is where the numbers come in. Michael Irvin was putting up those numbers dead smack in the middle of the running back era. He had one of the top two or three or four running backs of all time, Emmitt Smith, taking up the majority of the playbook. Hall of Famer. So to me, it's not the Hall of Numbers, and it's not the Hall of Very Good. It's the Hall of Fame. And it's getting to the point to where they're going to have to change all of them, baseball, hockey, basketball. They're just letting anybody in now. It's become the Hall. I mean, I'll be watching football, and I'm listening to the announcers talk about a certain guy and say he's a future Hall of Famer. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, what? This guy is right. Not. This isn't a Lawrence Taylor. This isn't a Jerry Rice. This isn't a Joe Montana I'm looking at. How the hell you say this guy is a future Hall of Famer? He's not that. So they're going to have to change it to the Hall of Pretty Good, because to me, unless you are a Gale Sayers, a Michael Jordan, a Dennis Rodman, a Barry Bonds, or somebody like that, a Greg Maddux, you're not a Hall of Famer. If you got to talk about it, you got to think about it, if you have to discuss it, guess what, guys? You're pretty damn good.
And yes!
You're better than 99% of us on this planet doing whatever you do, whether it's lacrosse, basketball, or baseball, or ski shooting. But if you're not the best of the best of the best, Tiger Woods, if you're not Arnold Palmer, come on, right, man. It's not the Hall of Very Good. It's the Hall of Fame. Hopkins is not a Hall of
Love
Fame.
It.
He's a very, very, very good above average wide receiver. But the Hall of Fame should be set at a bar to where I know for a fact that Gale Sayers didn't play that many years. I know that Jim Brown didn't play as many years as he could have. He could have dominated for another 5 or 6 years. But guess what? He's still probably the greatest running back of all time. Lawrence Taylor was high and probably the greatest football player of all time. We don't have to have a discussion whether Lawrence Taylor is a Hall of Famer, because he's probably the greatest football player of all time. Did I mention he did it while he was high?
Yeah, good call, Carl. Good morning, appreciate it. Thank you. Good call.
Thank you.
Look, okay, he agrees with you. Eric, I got like 30 seconds, so make your point quick. Welcome in.
Okay, I'm going to go real fast, guys. Eli Manning, there's question whether or not he's first ballot Hall of Famer, but I think he'll get in because of the two Super Bowl wins over the Patriots, undefeated, and the fact he's got a lot of turnovers, that too. And Troy Aikman, three Super Bowls, 4 in the years. But, guys, you look at his regular season, he didn't have gaudy numbers. He basically won because of his playoff numbers and Super Bowl numbers. Guys, I'll get off. I want to talk more, but then go in more detail, but Carl took up my time. Bye.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. I have a feeling this discussion is not going to go away, because it's a good one, and a lot of you are passionate about it. And it's not just DeAndre Hopkins, it's other players too. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays.
All right, I'll keep it brief.
So hang on, let me do this real quick. Celebrity birthdays and what day is it is presented by Jared Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards, wide-ranging fire protection, sprinkler systems, extinguishers, kitchen hood suppression. Visit them at jaredcompaniesinc.com.
All right, perfect. National Create a Vacuum Day, so go create a vacuum. Let's see, National Homemade Soup Day, National Quacker Day for the quackers. I don't know.
All right.
Let's see, National Hemp Day. Okay. So for those that enjoy the hemp, National Stuffed Mushroom Day. So if you like stuffed mushrooms, go eat one. National Thank a Mailman Day. Thank you, Kenny. Let's see here, National Rosa Parks Day today. And to wrap it up, we have World Cancer Day.
Mm. Well, cancer sucks.
All right. Yes, it does. Big time. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Get it within two. Our first birthday, how old is Alice Cooper?
74.
78.
77, Dr. Crane. Thanks. Clint Black, our good friend Clint Black.
62.
58.
63. Tied at one. Singer Natalie Imbruglia.
48.
50.
50, exactly. Dr. Crane's up 3-1. Nice job there. Some more we got here. Let's see here. a lot of people have never heard of. This will be fun. Daily Show correspondent Rob Corddry. He's been in a bunch of movies, like with those people.
56.
54. It's 3-2, Dr. Crane. Actress Lisa Eichorn. She was in the original Beverly Hills Cop as Axel Foley's friend.
60.
65.
73. Rapper Cameron.
I'm going to say 47.
50.
49. Dr. Crane's up 4-2. All right, two more. Lawrence Taylor, who is a Hall of Famer.
Just brought him up. 60.
62.
66. Last one. Dang. Chase, you have the opportunity to tie. Oscar De La Hoya. How old is Oscar De La Hoya?
60.
65.
52. Dr. Crane wins 4-2.
All right. Thank you. That will do it for us. And again, Celebrity Birthdays presented by Jared Companies, Inc. Above and beyond industry standards, electrical services, electrical installation, electrical inspections, upgrades, and replacements. Visit them at jaredcompaniesinc.com. DVD coming up next.
Amen. To our guys out there, same message every show, baby. We love you. 988 on your cell phone. You can call, you can text, talk to somebody. And look, take care of yourself. I'm doing that today. You should as well. Know that we love you. We're always here for you. If you're struggling, it's okay. It's okay to struggle because bright, sunshiny days are ahead, and we're here for you. We love you. More importantly, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD next, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.